First of Corinthians chapter 9. Paul says, am I not a free man? Am I not an apostle? Haven't I seen Jesus our Lord? That would have been on the road to Damascus and also perhaps in Jerusalem when he was younger. Even if others don't accept me as an apostle, you of all people ought to. You yourselves are proof of the fact that I am an apostle. When people criticize me, I defend myself like this. Haven't I the right to be given food and drink for my work? Haven't I the right to follow the example of the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord Jesus and Peter by taking a wife with me on my travels? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have to work for our living? What soldier ever has to pay his own expenses whilst he's fighting in the army? What farmer doesn't eat the grapes which come from his own vineyard? What shepherd doesn't use the milk from his own sheep? The law of Moses also says the same thing. Moses said, do not muzzle an ox when you are using it to thresh corn. Is God concerned about oxen, or didn't he really intend that we should learn a lesson from this? It was written for us. The man who ploughs and the man who reaps should do their work in the hope of getting a share from the crop. We have sown spiritual things among you, so is it really too much if we reap the material things from you? If others have the right to expect this from you, don't we have a far greater right? So this fits in with the theme that we're seeing here in Corinthians, that Paul is saying, look, I could do this and it wouldn't be wrong, but I won't. It's like in chapter 8, he says, we all know about idols, that there is no such thing as an idol. They don't exist. So you can eat meat that's been offered to idols, and that's fine. But if you do so, and a weaker brother who still believes in idols sees you do that, you might encourage him to get more involved again with idol worship. So therefore, although it's okay to eat meat that's been offered to idols, he says it's better not to. Same theme in chapter 7. Highest standard, don't get married. But if you do get married, that's great. If you do get married, don't separate. But if you do, don't remarry. So all the time people are asking me, is this a sin? Is it okay to do this? Is that a sin or is it not? And that's not always really the right way to look at things, because Paul says that all things are lawful, but not all things are wise. So it shouldn't be the attitude that I want to just make sure that I'm on the right side of God's law. Rather, the question is, what is helpful for others? And you have this here. He says, look, I could ask you to pay me because I'm the one who taught you the gospel and who keeps trying to build you up. But he says, I'm not going to do that. He says, we have not made use of this right. Instead, we endured everything in order not to put any obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ. Surely you know that the men who work in the temple, that's the Levites and the priests, get their food from the temple, and that those who offer the sacrifices on the altar get a share of the sacrifices. In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from it. But I have not made use of these rights, nor am I writing this now in order to claim such things for myself. I would rather die than do this. I have no right to boast just because I preach the gospel. I too am under orders to do so. And it would be woe to me if I do not therefore preach the gospel. So he's saying, I'm doing what Jesus has commanded me. And so therefore, I, in one sense, don't have a right to get paid for it. But I could ask you for it, but I'm not going to do that. Because, he says, he could see that that could be an obstacle, a stumbling block for them in their path. I do my work, he says, as a duty, because God has entrusted me with this task. So God has entrusted us with the gospel. He's trusted us to make a good job of it. What pay then do I get? It is the honor of preaching the gospel without charging for it, and without claiming my rights for my work in the gospel. So he's saying that this is an honor, a privilege, that we should be called to share the good news of the kingdom with another man or woman, and we should not be doing so because we think well, I've got to do this so I get money for it. Although, as he's saying, I could ask for money, but I don't, because that should be not in view. I'm a free man, I'm not anybody's slave, but I make myself everybody's slave, in order to win as many people as possible. To the Jews, I live like a Jew, in order to win the Jews. And even though I am not under the law of Moses, I live as though I am when preaching to them, in order to win them. And likewise, when preaching to the Gentiles, I live like a Gentile, beyond the law of the Jews, in order to win the Gentiles. This doesn't mean that I don't obey God's law, because I am under the law of Christ. When I am among the weak in faith, I become weak like one of them, in order to win them. I become all things to all men, that by all means I might save some. So, it's not just a case of saying, well, this is the truth and I'm going to tell you, and it's over to you, you accept it or not. He was trying to get inside how other people felt and to be as one of them in order to more convincingly explain the gospel to them. And all of this I do for the gospel's sake, in order to share in its blessings. There are many who run in a race, but only one of them wins the prize. Run then, so that you may win that prize. Every athlete is submitted to strict discipline and self-control in his training, in order to be crowned with a wreath that will fade. But we do it for a crown or a wreath that will be eternal. That is why I run straight for the finishing line. That's why I'm like a boxer who does not waste any punches. I harden my body with blows and try to bring it under control so that I may not be disqualified after having called others to the race. So then, self-control is a major part of the Christian life. This means when feelings and emotions rise up inside us to, for example, get equal with someone, to get even with someone who hurt us, that is the essence of Christianity, to control ourselves.